As Barack Obama gained a second term as President of the United States, his Democratic Party failed Tuesday to recapture the majority of the House of Representatives they lost 2 years ago. But the party did strengthen their hold on the Senate. Analysts are predicting that Obama will face the same divided Congress in 2013 that has undermined efforts to enact his major legislation. The president also has to deal with continued high unemployment and slow economic growth. Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, says that with the Republican Party keeping control of the House of Representatives, getting legislation through could present problems.
The first time round, Obama came in on a wave of euphoria, the first black president. There was certainly something in the air. Do you think it's a little bit different this time round?
Today's election is completely different from the one 4 years ago, because Obama was elected with huge enthusiasm. Obama presented himself as something totally new, which he was. He was and still is an amazing orator, but he has hardly used those skills in the last few years, but he did in his campaign. He came in not just on his own personal qualities and huge charisma, but on the fact that he was not George Bush. He was the antithesis of George W. Bush. And so the enthusiasm was partly directed and earned by Barack Obama, and partly the opposite of George W. Bush. Today, after 4 years of the worst recession since 1929, the spectacles are a lot less rosy. Obama has not cured American ills. He has almost certainly made them less bad, but the United States is not in a wonderful position. His radical image, which was largely false even then, 4 years ago, has been shown to be completely false. So his more progressive and radical supporters feel that they have been betrayed, and they are not hugely enthusiastic. And because of that, Romney almost made it, and Obama has just made it, but without the inspiration, without the enthusiasm that he had in 2008.
He gave, of course, this very florid victory speech. Do you think it gives us any clues? He talked a bit about tax, he talked a bit about immigration. Does this give us clues about what he hopes to do in the next 4 years?
He can certainly do the sort of things which he was discouraged from doing, inhibited from doing, like any American president in his first term, because an American president in the first term, the first aim is to get reelected. And if you start doing things which are wildly radical, you don't get reelected. The thing that Obama did was Obamacare, was the healthcare reform, which was very risky, and it just about paid off. I mean, it has succeeded now. This time, he will have more opportunity to work in the Middle East peace process, which is an old, unfortunately, perennial for presidents in their second term. He can also move more towards dealing with the recession, dealing with tax reform, and dealing with pension reform. And so he can move on social issues as well, and he probably will, because he has said very explicitly, and he can't, his days as an elected official will end in 4 years' time.
How easy or hard would it be for him to get the work done? We see that the Republicans have control of the House of Representatives. What does that mean?
Well, the American system is, as we all know, one of very strong checks and balances. And although Obama and Romney, in his defeat speech, talked about unity and talked about working together, the president is a single individual. Congress is not, and Congress has been set up in juxtaposition to the presidency and within the two branches of the legislature. So it's always very difficult for an American president to get his legislation through. And we saw in his first term how Obama had to fight and often lost against the Republican House in the last 2 years. And that will certainly happen again today. He will not have an easy job. It might be a little bit easier, but he will still have to negotiate very hard, and it will be hard work all for all the 4 years.